Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. Thank you so much for joining us. It's always great to have you come to us. Now, we're on all these digital platforms, and I gave a talk about this the other day. I actually did a devotional on Hear the Watchman under Zoom Fellowship. It's fantastic. Great people there. Jamie Walden did the week before. Mike Kerr, Jeannie Moore, great Christians. But I came on there, and I talked about how would I do was I was kind of an unwilling participant. It was my calling. And I said, everyone was telling Dave, this is your calling. Stop coaching college basketball. Start doing this more. And I resisted it for quite a while. And finally, I said, you know, I think God is trying to tell me something. And God's telling all of us something today. You don't have to get behind the microphone. But what you could do is you could share shows like mine and other people who have quality broadcasts like Mike Adams, Steve Quayle, so forth. Doug Hagman. Yeah, share those broadcasts. Ted Brewer does a great job. Share good articles. And then open up conversations nicely with liberals who are reasonable people. Most liberals are nice people. It's just they have a different philosophical bent. And I'm not talking the extreme left. And then kind of get them to see, hey, we're all in this together. And I really think this is a calling for all of us right now. God wants us to stand in the trenches. We need to turn this country around. Leading cause of death, 42% abortions. Abortions, no wonder we're on God's judgment. So anyway, join me. Let's all work together and we all do different things to make this happen for the good, for the body of Christ. Our guest this evening is Bob Griswold. And we do this little thing we call the Bob and Dave Survival Report, but it really is accurate. It's what we do a lot of, and that's why I have Bob on. He has a great background, knows a lot about regime change, how government works, survival aspects, supply chain. I mean, he knows all this stuff inside and out, and this is why he's such a good guest, particularly today's world. Then, of course, you know, we have the Doug and Dave Intel Report. So you guys are getting really good stuff from my guests. In fact, I want to say this. The first part of the show is brought to you by Trade Genius. Did I say Trade Genius? I just had a brain aneurysm. I'm sorry. I had a Joe moment. I can't believe I did that. Oh, my gosh. I've done three of these today. Oh, you guys are going to be wearing shirts in the audience say, let's go Hodges, instead of let's go Brandon. Oh, my gosh. No, ready-made resources. It's Bob's company, and it's one-stop shopping. Listen to me. I have a business relationship with Bob, but I'm also a customer, and for good reason. And if you're not prepped, you're going to be begging, and you're going to be begging from a government that left over 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines. ReadyMadeResources.com is where you want to go. We'll talk more about that as we go through the show. But Bob is on to talk about a variety of things, but there are so many breaking news items right now, it's scary. Bob, welcome to the show. Hey, listen, I represent Trade Genius, and they are fantastic at getting people in the market. They work with them about how to make money. They win 2 out of 3 trades. The 50% return on investment, it's all verified numbers. I'm friends with the owner, Bob Kudla. Why I did that, I have no idea. I have no idea why I did that whatsoever.
Let's chalk it up to Providence.
Oh, my goodness gracious. But anyway, if you want to know anything about prepping, we're talking to the guy right now. Bob, what's going on? What has your attention right now? I mean, the narrative for COVID is collapsing. I think we can all agree on that.
Well, it's absolutely collapsing. But, Dave, I do want to correct one of your figures. The Blaze Media is reporting that Biden left 9,000.
I saw that.
Right now.
I saw that. But for months we've been saying 1,000.
In Afghanistan, yeah. According to a new Senate report. Now, this is a Senate report, 9,000 people. So, Dave, if they're willing to leave 9,000 people behind in a country like that, what are they willing to do to you? If they're willing to lie, cheat, steal, do anything to Donald Trump, the most powerful man in the world, invent criminal charges, destroy people's lives, what are they willing to do to you? There's nothing these reprobates will not do to stay in power. Dave, I think this is probably one of the most dangerous times we've had in my lifetime, because their narratives are falling apart. A populist movement is gaining power, and you know, just like the Tea Party. Do you remember the Tea Party?
Mm-hmm.
and how they put provocateurs in it that would do things. I'm just waiting for one of these truck drivers to go high to the right, maybe take his tractor trailer and run over a bunch of people or do something like that, you know, bring out the gun, whatever. And then say, and then have the media jump all over it. Look what these MAGMA people did. Look what these popularists did. You know, going back, you know, and I got to throw this in as a little side note. You know, the workers of the world unite. That's the leftist, communist, Marxist mantra. Well, Dave, if I'm not mistaken, the workers of the world are uniting right now. And what are they threatening to do to them? Arrest them without warrants. No warrant, just arrest you. And probably, at that point, they probably will threaten to confiscate your truck, confiscate anything in your truck, and, you know, fine you into oblivion. So, Dave, and on top of it, I get so much to talk about, I'm getting a little excited here to let out of myself. But while Black Lives Matter, which I don't know if you saw the interview recently where he says that if the police start doing their job in New York again, I quote his exact words, we're going to, violence will follow, we're going to start the fires all over again, and there will be bloodshed. I don't know if you caught that, but that's what he said live on TV. But you know, while BLM and Antifa were blocking highways, ambulances couldn't get through, things couldn't get through, and then left was saying it's a legitimate form of protest, here they are now threatening to arrest the people that are protesting in a way they don't like to be protested. It's just like Barack Obama. I mean, he's building his second house on the beachfront property. He doesn't wear a mask.
Whoa, wait a minute. On the beachfront property, isn't he worried
that's
about
gonna be
rising
flood in a few years?
Rising, you know, oceans? Yeah, I mean,
yeah, it's
climate
gonna be flooded.
Change.
It's gonna be flooded.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's an insurance company that'll underwrite it because they're just all stupid people, and they don't care if they lose hundreds of trillions of dollars because all the properties are flooded. But he's going to build it on there. And he's talking to his mask workers, maskless. And you know, the cherry on top of it all, do you know what he's doing with that property, Dave? He's building a fence around it. Why do you think he's building a fence? You don't need fences. We don't need fences. They're racist. They're bigoted. He wants to keep people off his property. How can he do that? But he's building a fence around the whole property. That's the hypocrisy of these people. They were hypocrites when BLM and Antifa were blocking and making people die, late for work, late for appointments, costing people money. They didn't care. They were endorsing it. Now, when it goes against them, they're threatening to arrest them. They're leaving 9,000 Americans in Afghanistan, that they ruined General Flynn's. These people are going to do something dramatic here shortly, Dave. They have the record. All the intelligence that you look in profiling these people says they are going to have to do something dramatic. Rand Paul's already saying that if Republicans take over in 2022, people are going to go to prison over the COVID thing. They know this, and they're right now, they are scared to death, so they're going to pull out all the stops. You know, it's just that bad. If the truckers do block the highways in America, I just want to warn people right now, I support that. That's their constitutional right to do this, and I support it. But the thing is, you better store, get what you need now, because you might not get propane delivered. You might not get groceries delivered. There's a lot of things that might happen, and just be on the alert, Dave. I would say this is DEFCON 2 alert, that they are going to hijack this movement like they hijacked all these other conservative movements. You know, Oath Keepers, they hijacked it. Tea Party, they hijacked it. And I don't want to say they're hijacking it because it's trucks, and, you know, that's not a little bit of pun on play on words. But they will hijack this movement. And you're going to see, in my analysis of the situation, that if this happens to any degree in the United States, be prepared for somebody in a truck to run a bunch of people over, to do something, you know, get a gun out, start shooting, whatever. You know, Donald Trump, we need him back in office. And it'll be a false flag. I mean, you know, false flags, Dave, were the things of conspiracy theorists a little while ago, until Rand Paul said false flag the other day on TV, that they're going to run a false flag. So just be prepared for this. Our nation is at a critical point right now. Inflation is skyrocketing. People know this. They're very upset that the average person is costing them $250 to $500 more a month to live. Our borders are wide open, and we just see the destruction of everything the Democrats have let happen in this last year. What Joe Biden has done in this last year is the leftist playbook. They thought it would take longer, but under Biden, for some reason, they've been able to accomplish it because maybe there's nobody in charge. Everybody's free to do what they want. We have a crooked Justice Department. And so all the lawlessness is broken out. You know, Dave, I don't know if you saw it just the other day, just in New York. I think it was in New York. The lady walking home. Did you see that?
Yeah.
And the guy comes up from behind her and home runs her with a baseball bat in the head.
Yeah.
I mean, just for no reason whatsoever.
I've seen it. I've seen too much of this. The violence is off the charts.
This is the leftist playbook. The violence is in the leftist playbook. When that, I forgot his name, the BLM guy. He said if the New York police start enforcing, you know, laws again and arresting criminals, that they are going to burn it down, that there will be bloodshed. I mean, I'm not making it up. That's what he said. Now, you know, if a right-wing person said that, they'd be in prison for threatening, you know, terrorism. But this guy gets away with it. Dave, I am at a loss for words at times to describe the dire situation our nation is in right now. Half the country is waking up to this absolute communist takeover, satanic takeover of our country, and half of it, at least the people in power and a good portion of the population, you know, a lot of it's a legal population, but are pushing for it. And we're the people who support Donald Trump, we're generally law-abiding citizens. We don't go out on the street and hit people with baseball bats in the head. We don't start fires. We don't go down to the Democratic Party and burn their stuff down. We don't go to leftist businesses and burn it down. We don't find people who believe in monogamous marriage and sue them for it. I want you to make me a wedding cake for a husband. Well, we don't do that. We make LGBTQ-only cakes. These people, they are the lawless ones. There's nothing that restrains them anymore. Nothing. And whereas, you know, you and I have the rule of law in our heart, we're governed by the law of God, we don't do things like that. But these people do it. They have no problem with doing it. And Dave, and if my analysis of this situation is correct, they're going to do something horrible. I mean horrible. And it'll make 9/11 look small. That's as they lose power, they're going to have to stomp on people and stomp hard. And they have the apparatus to do it. They have the news media, which will cover it up. They have the Justice Department, which will refuse to prosecute. And right now, they still own Congress and the White House. So that's why I think it's the most dangerous time we've had. I heard Putin the other day was again calling out the nuclear options. I don't think they'd have a problem with that. I don't think they, you know, Steve Quayle on his website was reporting that Lassa fever is breaking out and has broken out in the UK. We know that it's an Ebola type smallpox has broken out in China. We have all these athletes that are going to be coming back from China, and God knows what they'll be exposed to, food poisoned, you know, infected with something, bringing it back. You know, Dave, right before COVID brought out, I went to the SHOT Show in 2020. That's the largest outdoor sporting goods show in the world. It's in Las Vegas. I can't go into detail, but I can tell you the Chinese, they're always in numbers, and they commit economic espionage at the SHOT Show. That's what they're there for. They go out and I've watched it happen. They just go to booth to booth to booth, photograph, ask questions, whatever, stealing intellectual property. But right before COVID broke out there, the Chinese were there in force, Dave, everybody I talked to at the SHOT Show that went down there in 2020 got sick. I got sick really bad. Did they do something? I would not hesitate one second to think they would do that, because first of all, they're going to go after the people who are conservative. That's, you know, liberals don't show up at the SHOT Show. You know, they just don't do that. It's basically, you know, a testosterone filled event, so they don't show up there. But everybody got sick. I mean, really sick. Did they commit an act there of biological terrorism? I wouldn't doubt it if they did. So this is what we're dealing with, Dave. And you know, all the while we're dealing with this, Joe Biden's response is what? We're going to give out $30 million in crack pipes to black people.
Yeah. I got a new phrase for Biden. Build back crack.
Yeah. Well, Captain Crack, you know, the cereal, a free crack pipe in every box of cereal. I mean, I apologize for laughing at it, but it's sometimes what I think is coming, Dave, is so dire. The economic collapse that's coming is gonna wipe people out.
But the death is gonna be worse. The suffering.
They're gonna break the supply chain completely, and I think they will use a trucker strike perhaps to do that. What it'll do is it'll give them the excuse for why the supply chain break has happened, because they'll blame it on truckers.
Exactly.
And
they're going to use the judo technique and use our momentum against us and flip the truckers.
That's an excellent analogy, Dave.
Yeah.
It is. I've done, it's called small circle theory in jujitsu. And, you know, if I'm in the center and I start to move you, I move very little, but if you're 3 feet away from me, you're moving a whole lot faster than I'm moving if I'm turning you. All you got to do is just take your spouse tonight, you turn in a circle while you're holding her hand. She has to spin a lot more distance than you do. And that's what they do. They, in small circle theory, jujitsu, you use this momentum against
them. I tried that.
That's an excellent analogy.
I might hear the, I got a headache. I don't know. Anyway, besides she kicked my butt. I took 15, 16 years of martial arts, but I took 2 years of judo in there too. And really, really useful. Some was jujitsu stuff.
I took a lot of jujitsu. That was my thing. I really,
if someone
liked.
Comes running at you, you know, you just grab their lapels and do a backward roll and flip them over, and then start stomping.
Yeah,
that's if you're in a real fight. The class I was in, it was just flip them and stand over and pretend you're going to hit them.
Well, Dave. They're doing that to the American people right now.
Yes, absolutely.
Dave, you know, the intelligence that we're receiving is saying massive drug infusion into the United States. I mean, the fentanyl coming into our country is off the scale. So they're drugging everybody. They've already destroyed
our
military.
Out!
I mean, I wonder in a couple years how many of our soldiers will be fit to fight because of the vaccine. And the political correction of our military, how will they be in their ability to actually conduct combat, not you know, maybe on two fronts? It is that dire. And on top of it, they're saying now that even in the mainstream media, there's a catastrophic economic collapse coming. The dollar will probably be worthless. That's what we tell people right now, to, you know, be wise with your money. You know, the big screen TV, all the expensive cars, all that, it won't be worth anything. You'll find out real quick that, you know, a case of MREs, and I'm being totally honest right now, a case of MREs, someone would give you their Mercedes-Benz form.
No, I agree. And Bob, you've led us right into our next break, and I thank you very much for doing that, because it is timely. Ladies and gentlemen, don't be a fool. How much storable food do you have? Well, the government says you need 6 months. I've heard people like Bob say 2 years plus seeds. No one really knows the amount now, because we live in such uncertain times. But the fact is, if you got 3 days, 3 weeks sitting in your pantry, you need to get busy. You don't have a lot of time. Go to MPS, 25-year shelf life. They got a great sale going on. You can see that when you go to preparewithdave.com. 2,000 calories per day. That's per day, per person. 16 varieties of food, 3 different meals, of course. And that's better than buying in bulk from the grocery store because you'll habituate on the same food over and over and over. So go to preparewithdave.com. I cannot stress the importance of doing this. We're always in reassessment mode here in our house. How are we doing with this? How are we doing with that? How much do we think we have here? And this is part of the genre that we're involved in. This is a daily discussion my wife and I have about our preparedness. She sees it coming. She used to think, when I started fighting McCain, Bob, this is kind of funny, my wife's metamorphosis, she always knew they were crooks. But she was kind of thinking, well, Dave's taking a little bit too far fighting against McCain and these guys and fighting all these other things. And I got to tell you, I come home and I get a briefing. That's the metamorphosis my wife's gone through. And this goes to show you, too, if you're patient with people and don't judge them and you just share, hey, this is what I know, this is what I'm learning, people are opening up, they'll listen to you. And after a while, they'll start to see the truth for themselves. And this has to be our great commission. We need to bring people to Christ, and we need to wake them up to what the heck's going on.
Yeah, we need to embolden them, and that's what we want to do. We're the mouthpiece, but we want tens of millions of mouthpieces out there all doing this right now. Because if we don't, Dave, it's a losing battle. The American people are starting to wake up, but at the same time, our enemies have a lot of assets in their ability to destroy anybody who resists them. The news media, the Justice Department, these things have been thoroughly compromised by criminals, and that's why I'm saying our nation is in dire danger right now. They will use the supply chain to coerce people. Now, if you want to be in that area, in that situation where you have to do a certain thing, get your vax, do whatever to get, you know, the supplies you need for life, that's your decision. And believe me, the supplies you get will be the, you saw that picture of that Chinese food tray, didn't you?
Yeah, for the Olympics, I did, yes.
Yeah. That would be a gourmet meal compared to what they have planned to give you. And that stuff was pretty disgusting looking. But they have all these assets to use against us. And Dave, I'm just saying, my belief from doing this for a long time is that they're going to act soon, especially if there is a trucker strike. They're going to act very, very quickly. And the supply chain will completely unwind. And so now is the time, yeah, to get what you need. We've talked about radio, Dave, being able to listen to what's going on, and we're concocting something right now that might benefit people. Of being able to make a network where you can stay in touch with those that really matter. Being able to defend yourself right now, because when that supply chain breaks, Dave, anybody who's hungry is going to become a potential adversary of yours. Just saying. When that breaks down, when that supply chain breaks down, Dave, it's going to cascade into not just not having food, but the criminal element will take advantage of it. Just like we've seen in Democratic cities, we're not going to prosecute anybody who just steals less than $1,000 from the supermarket. So people go in there and add it up when they're stealing. I mean, they add it up. So when the supply chain breaks down, it's not going to only be the stealing of food. My thing is kidnapping will go up. There'll be extortion kidnapping. Physicians, people who have jobs that are in high demand, are going to be high-profile kidnap targets. There'll be opportunists that come out and further destroy the infrastructure of the United States. I've had this discussion with people in the know that our infrastructure is extremely vulnerable to terrorist attack. We have power plants, transformers, water supply places, communications that are just out in the open. They're not guarded. There's a chain link, maybe a chain link fence around them, but that's all. Our supply chain is our infrastructure is critically vulnerable, Dave. And this is why I'm telling people now, you better get ready and stock up. I know we've said this for a long time, but I cannot emphasize the importance of doing it now. It'll just take a week or two when the trucks stop rolling for everything to be gone, because people will go on panic buy. Once they realize the trucks aren't delivering, panic buy, the shelves will be empty. That further exacerbates the problem. They'll probably put some type of control. I mean, again, never let a good crisis go to waste. Well, we can't resupply, so you can only have one head of broccoli. You can only buy two boxes of that.
That's, and you'll eat bugs, aquatics, and fake lab meat. That's what they're going to give you.
Yeah, bug meat. Cockroach almondine, whatever you want to call it. But that's what they will use it for. Never let a good crisis go to waste. Let's not forget that data point. They will use this to absolutely implement the worst of the worst on people. And then, you know, externally, we're still facing potential theater-wide or nuclear war with Russia.
Oh, did you hear who they're sending to rally NATO? Kamala Harris. Don't laugh, Bob. This is not a joke.
They do it deliberately. It's deliberate because they know she'll go over there and just, you know,
screw it
pee
up
into the fan. She'll screw it up. It'll be a mockery. That's what it'll be. This is not some, why would they send her? This is deliberate. They know what they're doing, and it's not to fix a damn thing. It's to screw it up further.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
and to make us look totally weak and vulnerable to her.
Bob, they're going to change the name of the White House to the Crack House. I mean, where does this crap end?
The whorehouse.
That's Kamala Harris's wing.
Yeah, that's the vice president.
She's in the loose wing of the White House. Yeah.
But again, I just want to say it again, Dave, because I think sometimes repetition is what's needed. We are living in the most dangerous time America has faced, I think, in its history. Obviously, our nation is critically, critically broken. In all aspects, it's broken. Our economic system is broken. Our educational system is broken. Our major cities, all the capital cities of the United States, are broken. Our political systems are broken. Our religious system in the United States is broken. Our people are broken. The families are broken. And we are at a critical juncture right now with internal and external threats. Prove me wrong.
No, you're right. You're right.
Dave, I wish you could prove me wrong.
But
I'm 66. I don't want to face this. I don't want my children and grandchildren facing this.
But wokeism is... listen to this. Trudeau's brother. Listen to this. Trudeau's brother says the prime minister, I mean, you know who we're talking about, could trigger the great awakening of humanity. And I'm going to submit to you the first case in point. Beto O'Rourke reverses course. He's not interested in taking firearms and wants to defend the First Amendment. That's like Kamala Harris reclaiming virginity.
Bill Clinton claiming virginity.
No, we won't go there. I don't want to. No Monica jokes. I've heard them all. But what do you think about that? Beto, this is how they're scared. They're so scared right now. They want to be better conservatives than we are.
They know what's coming. They have it planned. They will play both sides. It's just like in World War. The corporations play both sides. The corporations in America, they sold to the Nazis. They sold to us. They sold to the Allies. They sold to the Axis. They made money. They know how to take, as I referenced earlier, they know how to take any movement, Oath Keepers. It started out very nobly. I mean, it was a noble thing. And they infiltrated it. They've infiltrated the Tea Party. and they destroy those movements, they are going to infiltrate these movements that we see, these populist movements coming up, and they are going to have people turn south and do things that they're going to blame on us. Well, you guys are on the radio encouraging these people. They'll do anything. They have no conscience whatsoever. Again, at the beginning we talked about the 42% of the deaths in the world are abortion. They have no, and then they can sell the body parts. They can drink the blood. They can do whatever they want. They buy and sell children for sexual purpose. They have no conscience whatsoever. The Bible, it calls them divinely abandoned. Their conscience has been seared, and that's what they are. So I'm telling people right now, this is after all the time I've done radio, Dave, and TV, I think this is the time that you better look at your preps and get serious with them. You better look at your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and get serious with it, because, we could have nuclear war. We could have biological outbreak of just a catastrophic nature, that it's not going to be a scamdemic. It's going to be a real pandemic. They will create a real one. And I personally think they have to, as Mike Adams says, to hide the body count. That's going to come from the vaccine.
I've been saying this with Celeste Salam. You're right. You're right. But, Bob, people are just waking up to this. Celeste and I did an interview, and I went and looked it up. It was last April. And she said the meeting she sat in, they told her that there'll be 300,000 vaccine deaths above the lifespan, the predicted death curve. Per month.
What's that going to do to our military?
Yeah, but here's the flip side. You brought up Mike. Mike wrote an excellent article, back I think in early January, and he quoted a life insurance executive saying we're 100,000 over normal. The other night, hear this, Bob. This is incredible. Tucker Carlson. This is why his videos are being banned on YouTube now. What he said was phenomenal. He said, why are so many Americans dying? What's this death curve about? We'll be back in just a minute. Charlie Kirk comes back, and he says, I just talked to the CEO of a life insurance company. They're paying out so much more. He said the death curve is up 40%. So he gave a percentile, not a raw number like Celeste and Mike. But here's what Charlie Kirk said. He goes, yeah, Tucker, you could tell they wanted to just tell the truth, but they were kind of hemming and hawing around it because they know what they're not supposed to say. And Charlie said, well, they had the lockdowns and the suicides, and then there was the mass inoculation. I almost fell out of my seat. I was like, I told my wife, I said, we got to play this back. We played it back three times. We played the interview back three times. And I said, this is exactly what Celeste reported. And then I interviewed Tom Rentz. I think this was August. And he's the attorney for the frontline doctor. And he said, Dave, we don't have a real test. I said, oh, I know, because they said they were going to do third-party validation. And I went crazy on that. And he said, well, the frontline doctors say that these variants are excuses to camouflage vaccine deaths. Now, a long story, but Bob, your instincts are correct. I just walked you down the trail how I know what you're saying is true.
Dave, I was at the doctor today, and one of the questions they asked me, have you been vaccinated? And I went, no. She goes, good, I'm not a fan of the vaccines. And then she went on to say, in fact, I think in 5 years from now, there's going to be massive lawsuits against this vaccine.
Well, they're indemnified, though.
Well, I know they're the only people that aren't indemnified are the taxpayers. It goes back to the $30 million in crack pipes. How long will it take you to pay $30 million in federal income tax, Dave? How many lifetimes would you have to live to pay $30 million? But they give it away like it's nothing. They have no problem with giving your money away. Nobody will ever go to prison, but they'll give your money away. It's just like when the federal government, Randy Weaver, they shot his wife in the face with holding a baby.
Yeah.
Nobody goes to prison over it. She's unarmed. They just pop her in the right between the running lights. And who pays? The taxpayers. I think you got $4 million. Nobody went to prison. There's not one person in that whole scheme of what happened to him. And I'm not supporting Randy Weaver. I don't support his lifestyle. But you don't just shoot a woman holding a baby in the face.
Well,
Ashley Babbitt in the face.
They shot his 15-year-old son in the frickin' back.
I know.
When he was running away from him.
Yeah, but again, who pays? The taxpayers. Who pays? It just further drains the system. The life insurance companies. The insurance companies, because when a life insurance company, they don't only just do life, they do car, home, and all this. When they're having to pay out billions more, they don't figure that into the equation. They have set charts they work off, so it bankrupts them. Or the federal government, us, bail them out, like we did the banks. It further destroys the United States. Dave, I don't know. I don't know if whatever it is, but I can in my mind conceptualize all those balls being juggled at one time by these evil leftists. And when you see that entire picture, you see the collapse of the United States. There's no other way to understand this, and they intentionally and with great rapidity want to destroy this nation right now.
Amen. That's amen, brother. That you're exactly right.
I mean, they have so many balls juggling right now, and it doesn't matter. This is what we're up against because it's Luciferian in nature. You know, I was talking to Doug the other night.
Doug Thornton, yeah, our good buddy.
Yeah. And you know, I asked him a question because he was like, "Do you really think this? Well, do you really know what they're doing?" I said, "Well, Dave, let's put it this way: just go online and type in what would happen if I had a 2,000 IQ. You could not relate. I mean, you would be so much more superior than anybody around you. You could look at people and know what they're thinking. The person with that kind of IQ would have just absolute unbelievable power. Now, imagine that Satan probably has a 15,000-20,000 IQ." He strategizes, and it's like the song by Martin Luther, unless the right man were on our side, our striving would be failing. The Luciferian plan behind all this is so diabolical, so inclusive, so all-encompassing, that you have to have spiritual eyes to see it. It goes beyond what you can see in the natural. It goes beyond, why did that guy hit that lady in the head with a baseball bat? Why do all these things all of a sudden being orchestrated at one time in history, debt, bad education, murder, corruption, bankruptcy for the nation, pandemics, scandemics, disinformation, and it's all on a very, very sophisticated level because there's more than human minds behind it. And that if you don't see that, you'll miss the picture. And I would say you will misinterpret the intelligence and not prepare correctly for it. Because I tell you, the first and foremost thing I want to prepare for is my death. I want to be right with the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to have His insight. I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit so that I have divine insight into what my enemy is doing. And I think if I don't have that, then I will be sorely lacking in being able to figure out what I'm to do right now. But as I've said in the past, the first and foremost thing I want to have is the moral strength to stand strong in these days. I want to surround myself, second thing, with men and women of valor who are trained in the art of war, and not necessarily just, you know, gunplay. I'm talking about the art, the spiritual art of war, that we know how to pray. We know how to stand fast against the wickedness that we see in this day and time. And then the third thing I want to be able to do is I want to say, Lord, just as Noah, just as Joseph stored supplies for the coming judgment, I want to have those supplies stored in my family because I know judgment's coming. It, just like I did, the Israelis put blood on the doorpost so the death angel would pass and not affect their family while all the Pharaoh's firstborn were dead. I want to do that for my family so that physically, my physical family, you know, this life is protected. But unless you understand the spiritual nature of what's going on, because it's diabolical, it's insidious, it's created by an intellect far beyond that of human intellect, and it plays both sides of the game. It plays both sides. It doesn't matter. If you ever read the book by the Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis, it is a wonderful book to read and looking at it and understanding how Satan plays both sides of the issue. The Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis, in case you don't know, it's an uncle demon, an older demon, counseling a younger demon how to destroy and influence and corrupt a person's life. It's a great read, short read, great book. It's a classic. But that's what we're seeing. So there's so many balls right now, and I just write this stuff down before the program. you know, debt, supply chain problems, the nation divided, the religious institutions are thoroughly corrupted. You know, I read somebody on one of the social media. He goes, finally, my pastor was brave enough to stand up and say that it's not right to say, let's go Brandon, because Jesus would never tell somebody to go blank themselves. Okay, he makes a point. But, and I texted back, I said, so, sir, this is going to be the least of your problems. These people are homicidal maniacs. They want to destroy and kill humanity. So I think the let's go Brandon thing will be the least of your concern. I mean, it'll be like saying something against Adolf Hitler while he's murdering 6 million Jews. Well, you know, you shouldn't speak bad about him. Jesus wouldn't do that. Well, yes, he would. You know what he told the Pharisees, Dave? You brood of vipers. He told them that. And that's what, I mean, you know, if he were alive today, I think Jesus would look at a large part of the political party of the United States and say, you brood of vipers. Snakes. You hide in the grass and bite people, and you poison them. So, excuse my passion, Dave, but that's what I see happening, and the intellect behind the destruction of the United States is far superior to ours, and unless the Lord Jesus Christ were filling us and we have spiritual eyes to see it, we are not going to be able to do much against this. But, you know, God will win in the end. The Lord will win in the end. But in that time between now and then, there is going to be a lot of suffering. And the people, you know, the whole paradigm in the United States is about to change.
Well, we still have some power. And me, even in my little catbird seat here, very tiny, small elevation, let me tell you a couple of things that have happened. As you know, how do I say this tactfully? If you want honest truth about the Arizona election and why it didn't become the model for the rest of the country on overturning the fraudulent election of 2020, you want to go to either Liz Harris or myself. And we've been screaming for decertification. I have been since last May. And I said, here are five reasons why. And everything I've said has been validated. Yet that didn't stop people from the audit team, like Jovan Pulitzer, from calling my colleagues and say, stop publishing Hodges' stuff. Stop listening to him. Paul Preston was told, oh, if you keep following Hodges, it's going to get you killed, quote unquote. And that came from within the audit team. And now, let me finish this, Bob, because I want to tell you how we have power. The State Senator Wendy Rogers and others, they're coming out against me publicly. They make videos about me. Really mature, Wendy. Really mature. Well, I hammered on the head of the audit. I said, here's how she's compromised, and this is how she could get leverage, and this is why the audit isn't worth the crap, and they decided the facts without getting the evidence. And, excuse me, we exposed her double dealings, and she recused income from the double dealings. And I'm talking about State Senator Karen Fan. And then we got her to recuse the income. And now she's not running for re-election. But, you know, they did give her a $362 million contract for the highways when she announced that the day after. And I've been on these senators. I said this at Clay Clark's conference. If all these people that stand before you and they pretend to be on your side, I said, ask them why they haven't introduced legislation to decertify the election. Ask them why. Guess what just happened yesterday after I've been publishing something almost every day on this? The Arizona State Senate introduced legislation to decertify the Arizona election, and they do have one piece of evidence I didn't have. But my point is, Bob, I've been able to move the needle with these people, not once, but twice. And I've taken terrible abuse publicly for it. But what I'm saying this is other people can do the same thing. We can still push back and make a difference. If I can do it sitting here behind my computer, anybody can do it.
But, Dave, the spiritual nature of what I'm saying, just point, this is your state. In Scottsdale, Arizona, this weekend, they're going to have the largest satanic convention ever held. This weekend.
I better hide. No, I'll just ask for the protection of Jesus.
You can go Google it, and it'll pop up. But
wow.
That's the nature of what we're fighting.
Wow.
This Luciferian meeting that they're having is just, it is just, it's the iceberg. It's the tip. Where this Luciferian thing runs down deep all the way through Washington, D.C., through the Justice Department, through the political systems of the United States, everything. And it is going to bring this nation down unless this nation has a serious time of repentance. It's going to bring us down. And, Dave, it's not in the near future. It's happening right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Right
hey,
in front of our eyes.
Hail Hydra. Are you familiar with that phrase?
Absolutely.
That's what we see here.
And
Hail Hydra
is a perfect word for it because it is multifaceted. It has many tentacles. And the one thing we can do, I don't know, but I would see that we've passed the Rubicon, that judgment is ordained for the United States. And if that is the case, if I'm right and that is the case, the only thing you're going to be able to do is with the righteous see trouble from afar and hide themselves. That's the scripture. They're going to look at Daniel. I mean, they're going to look at Joseph. They're going to look at Noah. And they're going to say, I'm going to follow that pattern. They're going to, in Matthew, when you see these things happen in Jerusalem, surrounded by, flee. And there's a certain biblical concept in fleeing out of the area to where this is going to be. Right now, we see people fleeing out of California because there's something inside them that says, this can't continue. I'm getting out of here.
Right.
And we see, I mean, it scares me, Dave. My state of Tennessee is being flooded with them. I mean, they're coming here in droves. Now, a lot of them are saying, I want to get out of the hellhole. And I understand it, but I'm just wondering, you know, if you've swum in a septic tank for 30 years, can you ever get the stench completely off of you? You know, I don't know. But it is now the time to do that. And I'm going to take a quick shameless break right here, Dave. I want to tell people, this is why I talk about night vision so much. And I've not done this anywhere else, but if anybody buys a night vision from this radio program and you put in the comment section, my son and I, he's starting to manage the business, we're going to give $100 store credit that you can spend on anything in our store. So you buy a pair of night vision, you get $100 store credit, you want to buy whatever. You can buy it, water filter, whatever you want to buy. So I just did one. I
so they just say they heard Bob and Dave?
Yeah, Bob and Dave. Put it in the comment section, Bob and Dave. Excellent. And you'll get that $100 credit. And we are out for larger units, more expensive, we're offering up to $300. But, you know, just if you want to have any questions, you can call me. But that's what we're doing. We decided to do that for the listeners, people who listen to the Common Sense Show. We want to give you that benefit that you can use it for anything in our store we sell. You know, okay. Average night vision, more expensive thermal units go up to $300 store credit.
Okay, so if you buy, what is that again?
Any PVS 14, Papa Victor Sierra, which means personal viewing system, PVS 14, that's what the military uses, you'll get $100 store credit. If you buy some of the more expensive thermal units, we'll give you $300 store credit. Because I'm telling you, you are going to need this. You're going to need radio equipment. You're going to need food. You're going to need the ability to purify water. You're going to need a firearm to protect yourself. And you're going to be have to operate at night. It's just the way it is. You're going to have to be able to operate at night. And I will tell you that if I have a pair of night vision, I don't care how well you're armed, I can take it away from you. If I'm patient, I'll take it away from you.
Yeah, right. I hear you.
I'm going to break you down. I'm going to break your sleep patterns down. I'm going to make you start making mistakes. And, you know, anybody can, if you've been trained, you can do that. Now, if you have night vision, you can look out there and see, and you're on parity with the person trying to do it to you. But if you don't, they're going to run you ragged. Just saying.
No, you're right. You're right. In fact, you led me into my last break, and if I don't do this quickly, I'm going to be in trouble. But it's timely. You mentioned water filtration. We're now selling the AquaPure Pro water filter, and there's research on the site of waterwithdave.com that compares themselves to many of the competitors. And trust me, folks, they're coming in number one on these comparisons. You can look at them, and they purify a really high degree of water. And it's not that you won't be able to find water. You won't be able to find standing water that is drinkable. But you'll have pools and creeks and streams and everything. And you really, really need more than one, because sometimes they break, they get stolen. So you want to have more than one of these. And I'm going to say right now, go to waterwithdave.com. The Naval War College says, in a prolonged crisis on the fifth day, waterborne illness becomes the number one cause of death. So you need to take that into account. And I would really encourage you to go there. And they're offering 40% off, waterwithdave.com. Bob, thanks for bringing that up, because that's really important. And I want to stress this, too. As you prepare to prep, as the supply chain breaks, and it's breaking, and it's going to break even more with the truckers, you really, really need to be prepped. There's no two ways. Bob's online store and in-person store is the best there is that I know of. I told you I'm a customer. And you would go to readymaderesources.com. Bob, I just want to bounce one thing off you real quick before we have to close. And it's this. I come in tonight, you know, I came home from a doctor's appointment, came in, talking to my wife. She had Jesse Waters on while she was making dinner. And thank you very much, honey. It was great. And she said, oh, you want to watch this? About 12 years ago, I was writing about how the terrorists were being trained alongside the cartel members in El Salvador, Honduras, and so forth. In fact, we've got eyewitnesses who've talked to us about it. And now they're reporting it on Jesse Waters. No knock on Jesse. I like him. He's a nice guy. But he's reporting like it's brand new news. It's not. Bob, they've been doing this for a long time, haven't they?
Yeah, Dave, yes. I just cannot stress enough, because I'm telling you, they will use both sides of this equation against you. You know, that's their mastery. They've practiced it. So no matter if God bless the truckers, and I understand that. I agree with it. But these people are so evil, they use it against you. They have no problem with sticking somebody in that group that will go do something dramatic. And it'll cut the supply chain off. It'll further cripple the economy, because nobody will have anything they can buy. So the economy will go south. People will lose their jobs. It's going to cascade. And they're salivating over it, because it's going to give them the excuse. It's not our fault. Look, them. I promise you, that's what's going to happen.
I know.
And so get ready now. That's all I can say is
they
get ready now.
They got a built-in excuse with the convoys that are going to be popping up here in this country, too.
Absolutely. And so, you know, that's what I tell people. You know, the Lord says, anyone who comes unto me, I will accept them. He will forgive you. You can repent of your sin, and he'll accept you into his family, and we receive, at that time, we receive divine protection, if not only in this life, but in the life to come. The worst thing I would ever want to hear is, depart from me, you wicked, into the lake of fire prepared for the devil and his angels.
Amen to that,
I
brother.
Escape that.
Yes.
Because of the Lord Jesus Christ. And anybody who calls on him, that's it. And then you want to surround yourself with men and women of valor, not cowards. I've heard people, I don't want to say anything because it might get me in trouble. That's a coward, and cowards do not go to heaven. Scripture is very clear. We need to surround ourselves with men and women who say, I'm going to be bold. I'm going to speak up. I'm not going to be silenced. We need to surround ourselves with people, not violent people. Totally different. I'm not going to surround myself with violent people. I don't want to be around violent people. Violence is something of the devil's toolbox, not of the Christian's toolbox. We can defend ourselves, yes, but we don't go out and promote and seek violence. They're doing it. As you look at it, that's what they're doing. The truckers are peaceful. And BLM and Antifa, they're violent when they do it. They burn stuff down. You don't see the truckers burning stuff down. And then the third thing is, Dave, we really need the water. You made a good point. You know, one is none, two is one. You cannot be without water. You cannot be without it. You will drink anything. And so you want to have a couple water filters. I know. I'll just say this: one of your competitors makes a big water filter and has a bunch of filters in it. I don't recommend that. I'd recommend getting two rather than one big one. You know, because if one falls over and breaks, which happened, we had one in our house one time, and this, he was innocent. He was tilting it to try to get the last bit of water out of the reservoir, and the whole thing fell over and broke the filters.
I know. People need to listen to people like you to learn these little tricks of the trade. And we're going to continue to do more shows on survival, because, folks, that's what's at stake here. Bob, quickly, if you could give out your number and website address one more time. We got about 10 seconds.
Okay, 800-627-3809, 800-627-3809, and ReadyMadeResources, all one word, .com. Anybody who buys night vision gets $100 store credit. Thermal, you get about a $300 store credit.
Yeah, send me a text on that, because I'm going to post this to our website, and I want to put that offer in there. And on that note, Bob, we got to close. Thanks so much for a great, informative show. Talk to you soon, my friend.
Thank you, and God bless.